Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thank you so much for joining me, and of course, I am coming to you live with just a little Southern flavor from rainy and cloudy but still beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, of course, you know that this is Memorial Day weekend, and I hope that wherever you are that you're having a great time and that you realize how blessed we are to be living in the great United States of America. And you know, on this show, we talk a lot about gratitude and being grateful, and I would just like to take a few moments to thank all of the men and women who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom, because we should never take that for granted. So I just want to say thank you to all of our military people all over the world, actually. And quite interestingly enough, I had some emails from some guys who are in Dubai, but they're from the U.S. They're in the Army, and I just want to thank them personally for listening to my show and for protecting our great country. Well, how was your week? I've really had a great week. I haven't been that busy this week. I decided that I just want to have a little bit more fun, so it's sort of been relaxing and very enjoyable for me. And today, which is Sunday, I went to a wonderful cookout at a friend's home and just thoroughly enjoyed being around my friends and was there to help celebrate her son's graduation and Memorial Day. And for that, I'm really, really grateful. Also, I just want to thank all of you for all of your wonderful emails. Keep them coming. I enjoy reading them. And remember, if you have any questions about any of the information that was shared on a particular program, just feel free to email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. And interestingly enough, I had a very interesting email. A listener emailed me and told me that they have listened to the same show over and over again about 7 times. And I emailed them back and told them that that was really a great thing, because it really takes about 7 or more times to really get something within our spirit or within our subconscious. Well, it's that time again. What time is that, you might say, Constance? Well, you know, every week I share my own personal wow for the week. And you might be saying, what in the world is a wow? Wow, W-O-W, means within 1 week. And that simply means that when within 1 week you are to take some small inspired action. I call it baby steps on what you've heard on a previous program. Just like the previous email that I mentioned, that particular person decided that their inspired action for the week was going to be listening to the same show every day for 7 days in a row. So my personal wow for this week was to imagine myself with my soulmate with clarity, color, emotion, and feeling, just like he was sitting right here beside me. So what I did was I literally took each characteristic that I had written down and visualized that characteristic. So, for example, one characteristic that I visualized was that he is a global thinker and wants to help others. So I visualized us traveling internationally, teaching, training, and helping others, and that at the end of the sessions, people came up to us and said, "Thank you so much. We're so grateful that you helped us. Our lives would never be the same again." And so I did that for every characteristic that I had, generous, kind, loving, etc. And so that was my wow for this week. So after you listen to our guest today, Heather Picken, I want you to take one principle, one idea, something that sort of just hits your spirit, and I want you to begin to implement that principle into your life next week. Okay, this has been such a powerful month on the Think, Believe, and Manifest show, and I just had some phenomenal guests, and certainly today is no exception. But before I introduce Heather, let me just tell you about our last guest for the last week of the month of May. Next Sunday, we have none other than Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And, of course, he is the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And as you know, Dr. Kimbrough was commissioned by the Napoleon Hill Foundation to research and write about African Americans and to find out what universal principles they utilize to become successful and change the world. So that's next Sunday. But right now we have a phenomenal woman with us. Her name is Heather Picken, and she is known as the Spirit Trainer. And Heather is a woman who is called to help women build their spirit through their body so that they can attract abundance in all areas of their lives. She's also an inspirational speaker, and she is the founder of Virtual Prosperity for Women, and I'm going to let her talk to you about that when she comes on. But she is the author of the newly released book called Body of Love, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction. And ladies and gentlemen, I have been reading that and have not been able to put it down. She has over 13 years of experience in working in the areas of fitness, mind-body connection, psychology, the law of attraction, and spirituality. And her mission is to empower the lives of millions of women and helping them connect with their own personal power in creating a total life transformation. That's phenomenal. And I would just like to personally welcome Heather Picken to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Heather, how are you today?
Hi, Constance. I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm really great. I am so excited about having you on the show today.
Well, me too.
Well, I have so many questions I want to ask, and so we're just going to go ahead and get started. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your life, who you are, and what your life was like before you discovered universal principles and specifically the law of attraction in your life.
Well, I'm going to give you the condensed version
because
I know this is only an hour show. You know, it's really interesting. You were talking about what was my like before discovering the law of attraction. It was really interesting because with myself, I noticed that I was attracting all the wrong kinds of relationships. And one of the interesting things is when you have one area of your life that becomes unbalanced, everything else carries over. So not only was my weight affected, which I do talk about in my book, my financial situation was affected, of course, my mindset, everything. And, you know, just really subscribing to the old ways of thinking and doing, like you've got to work hard. And it took me a while to even take a vacation or not to work on weekends, because I thought, well, the only way they're going to get ahead and the only way that I'm going to be truly happy is to just work hard. And I was just so negative and I would worry all the time. And it was when I was living in California, where I was actually living there for a couple of years, where I kind of had this epiphany or was surrounded by people that were very different and acted just different in the ways that they were thinking and talking and introducing me to the universal laws. And I had no idea that it was the law of attraction, you know, come to find out when the movie The Secret came out. So I was practicing all this and started doing this, and I thought, there's no way this works. And it started, you know, I started small and things started happening. I thought, wow, if I tell people I'm doing this and things are working out this way. There's no way they're going to believe it. But I thought, you know, I want to keep this my little secret. And it was funny because then, you know, a few years, probably about, what, 4 or 5 years later, then the movie The Secret came out. So it's really interesting how, you know, your life can totally transform from listening to interviews like this, your show, reading books, and just really doing the stuff that you need to do every day, which I'm sure we're going to be talking about in this interview.
Well, that sounds so interesting. You sound so alive and so excited and so passionate and so happy. And so you were attracting, I read your book, that you were attracting the same kinds of relationships. And we're going to get into your book, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction. Let's talk about why did you write the book? What's your mission for the book? And what was your inspiration behind the book?
It's a really interesting question because I've always wanted to write a book. I've always wanted to give back, particularly to women, because some of the issues that I've dealt with, especially relationships, I feel that women really need to hear the message that I wanted to bring with this book. And originally, I wanted to write just a straight Law of Attraction book. But how this book is so different from other Law of Attraction books is that I give my personal story so that women particularly can really identify with my story. And it was interesting because I mentioned before that I kept attracting all these relationships that just were not, you know, for my highest good. And here I was, someone in the fitness industry, and I was gaining weight. I'm thinking, why am I gaining weight? And I was just so miserable. At one point, I wanted to take my own life because I thought, you know what, it's not even worth living anymore if I can't be truly happy. So I decided to, as I was working on my spiritual growth and, of course, myself, decided to go to a breakthrough seminar by Dr. John DeMartini. And after attending one of his seminars, and I actually had a one-on-one consultation with him, realized the reason why my weight kept going up and down was the relationships I kept attracting and the infatuation of the relationship. So I didn't learn to dissolve that within me. And no matter what I was doing, I was exercising twice a day, eating perfect. The weight would not move. I went to specialists, you know, the best in the country, and they were just scratching their heads. And they're saying, according to this blood work, you should be perfect. You know, you should be where you want to be. And I just could not figure it out. So after I sat down with Dr. DeMartini and went through this process, I realized, wow, all my life I've been in this kind of pattern. And with the Law of Attraction, you know, you're going to be vibrating on that same level and attracting the same kind of people and situations. Right. And that's what I was doing. And I wasn't really honoring myself and knowing that, hey, I deserve to be with someone that's going to treat me in a way that I felt that I deserve. So the biggest lesson and the purpose and the mission of this book was to know that there was a blessing, number one, that I had gained all this weight. Number two, that I was able to release it, and that's the key. I was allowing myself to release those emotions that in the past that it was no longer serving me. And my mission is to take my experiences that I talked about in the first part of the book, and then give women or anybody for that matter that is reading the book to really empower them in a way, and in a way that's really simple. I lay out the 57
right.
secrets in a way that I think especially women can identify with them, and to really, you know that everything that you want to create in your life, no matter if it's your ideal body, your relationship, it's always going to start from within.
Right.
And that's the key.
So you call yourself the spirit trainer. So
yes.
What does that mean? I never heard of that before. It's such an interesting concept.
yeah, it is, Constance. You know, it's really interesting. Well, as you know, I have a fitness background.
Right.
So I call myself the spiritual trainer because what I do is I've taken a concept, what I call spiritual fitness, and I integrate the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual in order to attract abundance in all areas of someone's life. I mean, generally I work with women. I do work with some men. But some of these exercises that I do, they're actual physical exercises, depending on what someone is going through. But you really need to when you're working with this, with the law of attraction, it's really about everything, you know, and your body is always trying to express something to you, as little as a little ache that you have, you know, maybe a headache or a joint ache, or maybe you've broken your leg. You know, it really comes from that deeper part of you. So you've got to learn to work and integrate all of those aspects of yourself in order to align yourself with that frequency.
Right, I agree with that. So what do you think is the biggest challenge you find when it comes to women and our bodies? I mean, we're always looking at TV. Everybody's a size zero, and so we want to be like that. And so what is the biggest challenge you find when it comes to women and our beautiful, wonderful bodies that God gave us?
Yeah, I would say the mindset, which also ties into the emotional body. You know, women are looking at celebrities that are size zero, and they think they have to look like them. And there's a lot of pressure. I was looking at a magazine today, one of the tabloids, and I'm sure you know who Kelly Clarkson is. She was an American Idol, and I guess you know her weight went up. So there she is on the cover, and they're just criticizing her. And much like, you know, society, we do that. We criticize, we compare. Women particularly will compare themselves to people that, let's say, are a size zero. And my thing is about when you're creating your ideal body, it may not be a size zero. It's really about coming from what feels right to you and not to focus on necessarily the clothes size, but to really focus on the feeling, because that, you know, in essence, when we're talking about the law of attraction, the feeling is the key. The feeling is what you want to connect to, not the size.
And so you want to feel beautiful. You want to feel as if you're loving your body. You want to feel self-acceptance. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And let's say you're listening right now, whether you're a man or a woman, and you do not like your body. The key is to accept it as it is right now, and sometimes that can be challenging. I'm not saying jump up and down saying, oh, I love my body, because I don't think that's truly, like anyone can truly do that if they're coming from a place of total hatred for their body. So I say, you know, be a little bit gentle with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Allow yourself to just accept where you are right now, and then just say, you know what? I'm allowing my body to change in a way that feels good. The moment that you do that, that's when you start changing. It's when we look at what we don't like that we hate, and we attract more of it. So it's really about saying, you know what? Yes, I'm unhappy with this, and you know what? I'm just going to allow my body to change.
I know that you said in your story that Dr. John DeMartini, who, by the way, I interviewed and I just love, he said to you to see it as a blessing, your weight as a blessing. Explain that to our listeners.
Oh, boy, Constance, that was really challenging for me, because even before I had met with him, I thought, you know what, there's some reason why I'm not able to lose this weight. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to find out. And that's how I always kind of live my life, just putting out those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to him and he said, well, what is the blessing? There's a blessing. I'm thinking, there's no freaking blessing. I'm miserable. I'm depressed. And the blessing that I discovered is that I was attracting all these men that were just toxic. And I was realizing that I was really worthy and deserving of attracting someone that would love me for me, because the men I was attracting were, I always like to say I was the glove compartment girlfriend. I was only there when they needed me.
Right, I understand that one.
And I also, the blessing also, if that never happened to me, I would not be writing the book the way that I did and empowering women. I mean, some of the emails that I get from women, they're like, wow, thank you so much for writing this book. I know it was probably challenging for you to write it. I really appreciate it. I can identify. And that's why, you know, I really believe as challenging as the things that we go through, every single thing serves a purpose. Even right now, if we're talking about the economy, people losing their houses, as challenging as it may seem, there's always a blessing. So you just have to prepare yourself and look for that blessing. And once you do, that's when things start changing.
Okay, so do you believe that if a woman, there is a difference for a woman who's in a healthy relationship versus a woman who's in an unhealthy relationship and her weight and her ideal body weight? Do you feel that there is a difference? If a woman is in a happy relationship, she's possibly able to lose weight easier. Unhealthy relationship, it may take her a little time. What is your thinking on that?
Yeah, I typically find, here's the interesting thing with the work that I've done with women. When they come to me and say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to, I like to say release weight instead of lose weight because no one wants to lose anything. And I say, okay, how are your relationships? Your relationship maybe with your boyfriend, your spouse, your past relationships, and that relationship can even be with a parent. Because what I have found is that anytime that there's an issue with weight, there's usually a relationship issue tied into it. I haven't found anyone yet that hasn't had that issue. So if you're in a healthy relationship, you tend to easily release it and stay on your program. If you're having challenges, and you might actually find the opposite. You know, let's say if you're in an unhealthy relationship, you may find yourself not eating. So it's important to look at not just, oh, am I exercising right or am I eating right? No, look at the other areas. What are the other areas telling you? Because they all affect each other.
So you said that your first secret that you talk about in your book is your biggest why. Why is it that I want to create this ideal body? What do I want it to look like, and why do I want to look a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that your first question that you ask people?
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is you've got to know why you want to do something. You know, why is this important? And the reason why I say that is if you know the empowering reason why, you will take the inspired action, not being motivated, because motivation is something that is external. You know, I'll give you an example. Someone going to work out with a trainer, they're motivating that person. That's an external force. When you're taking the inspired action, it becomes natural. It's like getting up and brushing your teeth. So your biggest why, you've got to write empowering reasons why, if we're talking about your body, why creating your ideal body will empower you in all areas of your life. And list at least, I say in my book, list at least 25 to 50. If you can't think of enough reasons, then you are not going to take the inspired action. And this does take time. So what I say is just fill out a couple of each of the areas and then go back. And it could be the simplest thing. You know, maybe creating your ideal body and health will empower you at work. Maybe you'll feel more confident to get a raise or maybe even start your own business. And, of course, that carries on over to your social life and your relationships.
Right. You know, one thing I say is that I want to create my ideal weight and healthy body so that I can live my life more purposeful and serve the universe. And so that's one of my main reasons. And I love what you talked about motivation, because someone just shared with me last week that motivation is like a car having a motor on the inside. But inspiration is outside, but motivation, you know, it has to become revelation to you in order for you to really take small baby steps. You talk about how you can create your own body. And that sounds so unreal to some people. Expound on that, Heather. What does that mean? You can create your own body. How can a person do that?
Yeah, I mean, to me, creating your, and this is the key, your ideal body, that is up solely to you. So what I say is to really look at the essence of what you want to create. It's really not about how much you weigh on the scale or what size you are. It is about getting clear on what you want to experience. And some of the things that I go through in the book is writing down. You actually do a lot of work, and it to me it's fun work, I should say, play.
Right. Uh-huh.
And writing down the essence of how it's going to make you feel achieving that ideal body. Maybe the word is feeling, or I should say the feeling is joy or peace,
mm-hmm.
or feeling calm. And then ask yourself, where do I have that right now in my life? You want to be able to bring that quality, that essence into your body in order to release the weight and create what it is that, you know, you that truly makes you happy, not what society is saying, but what makes you happy. And you'd be surprised when you really look at it to see, okay, what is it that are my values and what are other people valuing? You know, what's really true to me?
You also talk about you can become a magnet to attract your ideal body. Expound on that. That sounds so far-fetched. How can you become a magnet to attract your ideal body?
Yeah, well, you know, you think about a magnet, or, you know, you could think about a frequency. When we're working with the law of attraction, everything is on a frequency. So you're going to dominate to whatever frequency that you're putting out, much like if you're tuning into a radio station. Let's say if you're tuning into a country radio station and you're saying, no, I really want to turn into jazz. Well, you've got to be dialed into that frequency of that jazz station in order to listen to it. So it's important to be in alignment with what it is that you truly want. That's why one of the first things is getting clear on the essence of what you want to experience. Now, here's really an interesting thing. Before I knew anything about the law of attraction, I was watching, this is when I wanted to get my body, you know, just perfect the way that I saw it. And I was watching the movie The Terminator, and that was the back when Linda Hamilton was in it. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that.
Okay, so there was a scene where she was doing pull-ups. And the moment I saw her, I said, oh, my gosh, I want to look like that. I was just, that's it. That was my ideal body for me. So what I did is every time I went into the gym, I pretended I was Linda Hamilton from The Terminator and imagined myself working out with each rep and, you know, just pumping those weights. And what was really interesting is, you know, after about, I would say, about 5 or 6 months, I had complete strangers coming up to me. I had never shared my vision with them about The Terminator and me looking like Linda Hamilton and say, oh, you know who you remind me of? You remind me of Linda Hamilton from The Terminator. And my mouth just about dropped open, like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
That's
and I didn't
amazing.
Really connect the two. Yeah, I didn't really connect the two until years later. I was reading about that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I totally manifested that. So anyone that's listening right now, one of the secrets in becoming a magnet to your body is to become that. Become Linda Hamilton or whoever you want. Become Beyonce or, you know, whatever healthy role model that really resonates with you.
Okay. So how can a woman, begin to develop a slim body consciousness? Give me some examples of that.
Yes. Well, you know, here's a really interesting thing. I mean, most of our thoughts that we think are really negative. And the subconscious mind is definitely running the show. So in order to develop that slim body consciousness, one of the little tools that I give you is to be aware of your thoughts. You know, what is your thought? I should say, what is your dominant thought? When you think, or I should say, when you get up in the morning, you get up in the morning and say, oh, my gosh, I can't stand this body. And then you continue your day saying the same kinds of things. Well, your cells have a consciousness. So if you're always putting out that signal of I hate my body, you know, everything's a frequency, that is going to communicate with the cells in your body and, of course, produce more of what you don't want in the form of excess weight or keeping you stuck or disease or aches and pains. So just that little simple tip, and I know you asked your listeners in the beginning of the show, take one simple tip. If you just start becoming aware of your thoughts, and really understanding what is your dominant thought of the day, you will see that is a result of how your life is. All your past thinking is a result of what you're living today.
And, you know, when I hear a woman say, I'm just so fat, I want to say, don't say those words. Because the
Absolutely.
Power of your thought and your inner dialogue impacts your body.
Yeah.
And so do you recommend that women don't get on scales or don't have a specific weight number? What do you recommend for that?
Oh, my gosh. Every woman that is listening right now, if you've got a scale, I want you to, like, throw it out. Take a sledgehammer, smash that thing to pieces. It is not serving you. I could go into a big fitness spiel about that. But in essence, when you're stepping on the scale, you're weighing your self-worth. Oh, my gosh, I gained a pound. Oh, I'm not good today. You know, whereas you could have a great day before. Oh, my gosh, I look great in this outfit. You step on the scale and forget it. Boom, your whole day is shot. Forget about the scale. You know, if anything, go by how your clothes fit. But I still wouldn't go by a size. I would really go by the essence of what you want to feel. What is that outcome? And keep focusing on that outcome until it becomes a reality.
So you want to feel healthy. You want to feel vibrant. You want to have vitality. You want to feel joyful. You want to feel great about your clothes. You want to feel great about the way you look. Is that what you want people to feel? Is that what you mean?
Yes, absolutely. And it's going to be different things to
different people. Okay. And something interesting you had in your book, that you can change your body in 7 minutes per day. That's not one of those things on those info commercials, is it, Heather? How can a person begin to change their body with 7 minutes a day? Explain that.
Yes. No, it's not an infomercial. What I meant by that is taking 7 minutes every single day of focused concentration. How many of us can really say that we've got focused attention when we're doing something? Most of us are multitasking.
Right.
The power is always in the moment. If you focus your attention for 7 minutes every single day, you will find not only your body changing, but every single area. You don't have to spend hours and hours of meditating and things like that. My best manifestations have been just really focusing on that energy that I'm aligning myself with. You know, it goes back to tuning into that frequency. Imagine yourself as like this big dial, and tuning into that station of what it is that you want to connect with, whether it be country or jazz or whatever.
And so during those 7 minutes, are you thinking about your ideal body? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the new clothes you're going to be wearing? Where's your mind? Where's your focus? Where's your attention during those 7 minutes? Is it on the end result of what you want?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's a couple different things. You could focus on the end result of seeing yourself and going through the motions of already achieving that result, or you could just focus on that feeling. You know, it's going to really vary, I think, for people.
Right.
I know for me, when I played the scene over and over in my head of how I wanted to look and really becoming that experience, that it happened to me like magic. Like, it was effortless.
Well, Heather, I looked at your picture on your book, and you already look like a size zero. Are you a size zero? Come on in and confess.
No, I'm not size zero.
Okay. And so for women who may not be a size zero, how can we begin to transform our negative emotions? You know, because we are so emotional, and sometimes we kind of get stuck in our emotions, and I've really seen that impact our ability to release weight. And even on television, you know, on the movies, if a woman is upset about a relationship, what is the first thing she does? She tells her friend, go and get me some ice cream, and she goes, sits in her bed and eat ice cream. So talk about a woman's emotions and how we can turn that negative emotion into something positive that will work for us and change our bodies.
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question, because emotions, particularly for women, I mean, we tend to have a more challenging time. And you think about emotion. Emotion is energy in motion. Mm-hmm. And what I say with that, let's say you're very uncomfortable with your body. You know, it's hard for you to find anything that you feel that looks good on you. The first thing I would do is just allow yourself to express what it is that you're feeling. I don't believe that someone should look in the mirror and say, oh, my God, I love my body, I love myself, when you really don't. It takes, like you were saying before in the beginning of the show, baby steps.
Right.
It takes baby steps to go from hating yourself to loving yourself. So I say just be gentle. Just say, you know what, I'm not happy with how I'm looking right now, but I'm going to allow myself to change, and I'm going to also release my emotions. So if you're having an emotional day with your body, what I recommend is to release those. And that might be writing it down on a piece of paper, just getting it out of yourself. It may be crying. You know, whatever it is that you need to do, do it. And then the second thing I would say after you've done that is to physically remove your body from that situation. And one of the reasons why you want to do that is because that energy that you just released is still there. So you want to put yourself in a new environment with new energy. I find it's best to connect with nature, you know, really ground yourself, ground your energy in nature, and take some nice deep breaths and just say, you know, it's okay. It's okay that I'm feeling this way. I'm allowing myself to feel. Because if you do not allow yourself to release these emotions, they stay trapped energetically in your body, and it does affect the way that you attract, whether it be creating your ideal body, your relationships, money, whatever it is.
Right, right. And I love how you talk about, you have so many interesting ways that a person can really shift or begin the shift of the perception of how they see them, their inner self. And one is that new experiences can dramatically change your body. So does that mean if I go out and do something different or new or exciting, Heather, that will begin to change my body? And how?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because the brain loves to have those new experiences. Most people are running on a program. The subconscious mind is really responsible for 98% of our beliefs, our habits, and behaviors. So once you introduce a new experience, and it could be something simple as sleeping on another side of your bed. Like if you sleep on the left side of the bed, now sleep on the right side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates these different neural networks in your brain to rewire in a way that, oh gosh, you know, we're feeling better about ourselves. Creating these new experiences reinforces the positive changes in your brain and of course in your body. But most people are creatures of habit. They'll say yes,
right.
From a conscious point, yes, I want to change. But subconsciously, they're doing the same thing. They're saying the they're repeating the pattern. So it's really important to develop that awareness, you know, when you want to change and introducing a new experience, the simplest as, like I said, sleeping on a different side of the bed, change things a little.
Right. I know of a great example of that is I know a lady who decided she wanted to take up ballroom dancing. And that seemed very small, but she was meeting new people. She felt alive. She felt exuberant, and she began to lose weight, not necessarily because of the dancing, but because of just that new experience just sort of broadened her horizon. And so she said, if I can do that, then I can possibly cut back on sugar. So I think that's a great example.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to do what you love. It doesn't necessarily, if we're talking about the physical exercise itself, you don't necessarily have to be in a gym. I mean, you can dance. You could do things outside. The key is doing something that you love. And we're talking again about frequency, dialing into that frequency and feeling good. That's when you start to release the weight, not from doing something that you hate.
Well, I love that you said body of love.
Hmm.
And I said to myself, why did she say body of love? Because I know so many people that are exercising, but they're like, I hate exercising. I hate getting on the treadmill. And that has to impact your body. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, like I said before, you know, your cells do have a consciousness. And if you keep saying, oh, I hate this, I hate this, it's really interesting what shows up. You could have achy joints. You could stay stuck in your weight or even go up. So it's important to really align yourself with exercise and, you know, ask yourself some questions. What feels good to me? What kind of exercise feels good to me? Not what everyone else is saying,
right,
but what feels good to me. And then you start gravitating towards that and you make it easy. I believe everything should be enjoyable. And if you're doing something, you're working towards something, it really should feel good.
Well, why is it, do you feel that men have the same struggle with their bodies as women do? And if not, why?
You know, I would say the majority of men do not. I do know men that do struggle with their body, and very interestingly enough, every man that I've talked to that has had body issues have a relationship issue.
Ah,
so those do kind of tie in together. But, yeah, typically men, you know, it's really interesting because, let's say a woman is unhappy with her body and she's in a relationship. And she keeps saying, oh, my gosh, you know, my body's so fat. And her husband or her boyfriend is saying, wow, you look wonderful. I love the way that you look. And they have a totally different perception. So it's always what we're perceiving. You can be a confident woman, and let's say by our American standards, you know, you're 20 pounds overweight, and that woman's perception is saying, no, my body is beautiful. You know, I feel like a size zero, however you want to say it. It's always about the feeling. So guys are just very different when it comes to how they feel about their bodies and what they think. And, of course, society has, you know, a lot to do with it as well.
Right. And so how can a woman on purpose begin to use her subconscious mind to take small baby steps to achieve her ideal body? What example, something simple that a person could do to begin to create their ideal body?
Yeah, what I would say is the number one thing when you're working to really undo those old programs that are really not serving you is to develop an awareness. So it goes back to what I was saying before. What is your dominant thought when you're thinking or when you wake up every day? Start with that. Develop that awareness. Maybe even keep a journal and start writing it down. And what are the times of days or time in the day that, let's say, you've got a negative thought? What happened then? And write it down. So you're developing that awareness. Who are you around? Because other people's energy can affect your body.
Right. And so, you talked a lot about having a great support system around you to help you achieve your ideal body. And I thought that that was so phenomenal. Explain that to our listeners. Why is it so important to have the right folks around you?
Yeah, it is so important. I know some women that are in relationships and maybe their spouse isn't supportive or their boyfriend, but when you are aligning yourself with other, you know, we break our bodies down, we're all frequencies, we're all vibrating at a certain level. When you're aligning yourself with other women or just people in general that are supportive, that's how you raise your vibration to release the weight, you know, to attract your ideal body, to keep you going, keep you on that path. A lot of people, you know, especially women, think that they're alone and they really want that support. So the more that you have it, you know, two people together saying, yes, yes, we can do it, it is definitely going to make an impact instead of, wow, I'm so alone. You know, I feel like I'm so lost. And I think a lot of people are going through that right now, not just with their body, but really feeling that they're alone right now. And I know shows like yours and mine and, you know, similar shows are really getting out there and saying, hey, you don't have to do that, or you don't have to do that alone. There's help.
Right, right. That's why I really prefer exercising in groups versus just walking or running by myself or having a partner. I feel more connected when I'm exercising. I want you to talk a little bit about how to nourish your own body with water, rest, and relaxation.
Yeah, this particularly is very important for women. If you're a woman right now that has a family, you've got kids, you're busy, you're always on the go, it's so important to take time out for yourself. And I always say, because I've worked with a lot of women that have had kids over the years, and I've noticed that they don't take time out for themselves.
They don't.
And
they don't.
I say be selfish. And what I mean by that, be selfish in a good way, being caring and loving to yourself so that you can give back to your children and your family. If you do not do that, what happens is that you start getting sick, you attract more of what you don't want, your mind is in a disarray, and you just feel very frustrated, and of course you'll probably act out on your partner. It's important to really nurture yourself. I remember one time long ago when I was doing the
Hello? I think I just lost Heather, and I did. But until she comes back on, I think it's so important what she said about how we need to learn how to really nurture ourselves. And she was talking about nurturing yourself with rest. How much rest are you getting? I recently read a study that says that a woman needs to sleep 8 hours a day when she's healthy and 10 to 12 hours a day when she's sick. And so when is the last time, ladies, that you've had that much sleep? And also, just to relax, maybe to turn your cell phone off and just to sit down and relax and to drink plenty of water. And so I see we have Heather back here. Are you back, Heather?
Yes, I don't know what happened.
It happens, and I was just sort of filling in for you talking about women loving themselves. And I have a saying that I never give any higher to anybody else than I do to myself.
Mm.
And I love and care and nurture myself. I call it extreme self-care, so that when I am helping and training and counseling and coaching people, that I'm coming to you with a full glass of vitality, vibrancy, and exuberance to help and assist you in changing your life. And so I give very high to other people, but I also give back to myself. That was a lesson that one of my mentors taught me.
Mm.
And
absolutely.
That you actually teach people how to treat you, and that includes your children. You have to set boundaries with your children. No, mommy is going to take our time for herself, et cetera. So I think that that's really great in you teaching women how to love themselves.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about train your brain to change your body. I love that chapter. What does that mean?
I've been so interested in the mind and particularly the subconscious mind because, like I said before, you know, 98% of our beliefs, our habits, and our behaviors are coming from the subconscious mind. So any time, or I should say any time you want to consciously, or you consciously say, yes, I want to change, and then you're doing something otherwise, well, that's a program. So you've got to know how to train your mind in order to change your body. And that starts with what I was saying before, developing an awareness. A lot of people are really not aware of the contents of their mind. So stop and ask yourself, you know, what are my dominant thoughts that I'm thinking throughout the day? And then tune into your feelings. You know, what is it that I'm feeling? How am I reacting to a situation instead of responding? Most people react, and they're reacting because their ego mind is just, you know, going on autopilot. So you need to become an outsider, or I like to say a scientist, and really looking from a different perspective and saying, that's really interesting. Constance feels that way. You know, I wonder why she felt upset. And then once you start having that kind of dialogue with yourself, you look at things differently. You're training your brain differently to see things in a new light and understand that it's always your perception. It's how you're perceiving your life. It's how you're perceiving your body. It's how you're perceiving people treating you. You know, a lot of people say, well, that person did that to me. No, no one did anything to anyone. It's how you're perceiving it. And, of course, how you mentioned we allow people to treat us in a certain way. So when we're working to train our brains, this takes focused attention. This takes a little bit of time every single day to really put this repetition in your head of, okay, what is it that I need to be working on each day? If you take one of the secrets that I talk about every single day and apply it, you have already started to train your brain and change it in a way that's definitely more positive.
And so basically you recommend that people go inwardly before they even be concerned about the food groups, exercise, sugar, coffee. So when does that come in? When do you begin to teach people about, okay, now cut back on sugar, or do those things automatically fall off of you once you change your inner?
You know, it's really interesting. In my book, I didn't discuss, like, how many times you should exercise or what you eat. I actually have other products that go into great detail with that. The reason why I left it out in this book, because there's so much attention based on what we should be eating, how we should be exercising. And to me, it's really about setting that foundation with your mind first to have that body to follow. And when you do that, you naturally gravitate towards things that are healthier. You are naturally in that vibration to eat things that just feel good. And I do go into the book and talk about intuition and finding out what exercise program works good for you and and as far as eating, you know, what you're in tune with. So it's really about listening to that inner wisdom and listening to your body and seeing what it needs.
So do you believe that, I've heard this, that certain live foods have certain vibrational levels, and that when you eat them, that you're eating love and joy into your life, versus when you eat sugar, that's not alive, and it has its own vibrational level. What is your thinking on live organic foods and taking in those foods as a symbol of love?
Yeah, you know, I definitely believe that food has a vibration. You call it chi, you know, the energy. So eating foods that are organic or natural, and it's, you know, not processed, it's not in a processed state, are definitely going to have a higher vibration. And just to give you an example, you know, go eat some ice cream, you know, put some chocolate sauce and some nuts on it and see how you feel. And then go eat, let's say, a piece of chicken or a nice salad and see how that feels. Notice how your energy levels are. I mean, food
right.
is directly related to your mood. And I think subconsciously, too, if people are eating, let's say, ice cream, they're really coming from, oh, I shouldn't eat that. So it really is, too, about what you believe. If you're coming from the, you know what, I'm going to allow myself this ice cream and still feel good, you can actually change that vibration. But I think it's really about creating a balance and putting out the nurturing love for your food and for everything.
Right. And so, Heather, do you believe that when you began to love yourself and say that I'm worthy, that I deserve a great relationship, do you believe that when a woman does that, that love comes into, when she starts loving herself, because somebody said we attract who we are, not what we want. So if you're loving, do you believe that you will begin to attract loving relationships into your life, and has that been your experience?
Oh, yes, I'm definitely living proof of that, because the moment that I said, you know, I'm just going to allow my body to change, I'm going to love me for me as best as I can, things started changing in every aspect of my life. And, you know, I've got a great relationship now, and I attracted that person because I got right with myself first.
Uh-huh. And so it is true, you attract who you are, not what you want.
Oh, yes, exactly. And the interesting thing is, once you get in a relationship, topic is a whole other thing in and of itself.
Right,
once you get
right.
into that healthy relationship, then you'll find things that that you still haven't owned and things that you need to work through. But to me, it's really about being on that same level and really connecting with yourself first. I've always said, you know, you've got to love yourself, be alone with yourself. And when you do that, that's when that person will show up. If people keep checking in, when has Mr. Right shown up or Mrs. Right, and you know, nothing's working. Why? Because you're putting out too much resistance. Allow yourself to look deeper within yourself, really love yourself, and then allow that perfect person for you to come into your life.
Right, and the last thing we want to talk about is, I love it when you say congratulate yourself. Just acknowledging every small baby step makes a big difference. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because with all law of attraction, I think we tend to get into the future projecting so much. Like, okay, I want my body to look like, I'm going to go back with that example of Linda Hamilton. I want to look like her in 2 seconds. You know, we live in the society that wants everything right now. Well, part of it is really to be on that journey. It's really about the journey, not the destination. So when you do something as little as, let's say, become aware of your negative thoughts and then change them around in the things that are more loving, congratulate yourself and mark it down. Maybe you have a notebook. Really make a mental note of it. And when you start adding all those up, you start seeing the changes on the outside. So, again, it all starts from within.
It does. Well, you have so many exciting and interesting things coming up. I want you to share with our listeners what's going on in your life. What are you doing? I know you have an Economic Prosperity Summit coming up. How can people reach you, share your website information, your book, et cetera?
Yes, Constance, thank you so much. I've got a virtual prosperity summit for women coming up. Actually, it starts May 26th. And it's myself along with 12 of the most inspiring, empowering women talking about shifting your prosperity as a woman. And this is some amazing stuff. I am really excited. We're talking about the vibration of your words and how to really come from a deeper place within yourself and to awaken the divinity within you to really come from spirit, really
Absolutely.
Come from spirit. Yes, and they can find out more about that by going to thespirittrainer.com. If you click on the tab, I believe it's the upper left-hand side, it'll say Virtual Prosperity Summit. You can sign up there for free. You can also go to that same site and get a free bonus gift, and you'll see it there too. It says free bonus gift. And if you want to purchase my book, you can go to bodyoflovefor.women.com.
Okay, so do you feel that you are really called to help women? You seem so passionate because of your own experiences in really sharing and disseminating information to women that can help them to begin to produce permanent change in their life.
Absolutely, Constance. I've always known as a little child that I wanted to empower the world in some way, and the experiences, all the hurt, all the pain that I went through being a woman, I know with 100% certainty that this is my calling.
And it comes through, it just permeates through your book. And everybody, I'm just going to highly recommend that you get her book. It's easy reading, and I just took my little yellow highlighter and just marked so many things that really apply to me, and it's just really, really been helpful. We have about 3 minutes. I just want to talk a little bit about meditation. Do you meditate? Do you believe that people should meditate and visualize? What are some simple things that women can begin to do to change inwardly and then see the manifestation of that outwardly in their lives and in their body?
Yes, I definitely recommend meditating. When I started off meditating, I would meditate, this sounds kind of crazy, for like 5-6 hours a day. That's a little bit much, but I've cut it way back down. But I would recommend centering yourself. If you're someone that has like mind chatter, to really quiet your mind and go within yourself and to really just focus on your breath. If you're new to all this and you've got a lot of stuff going on in your life, just really focus on your breath and maybe focus on just feeling calm and peaceful.
Okay.
If you're wanting to attract a lot of money and you've got all this resistance because there's a lot of emotion and money, just focus on peace and keep doing that. And then build your way up through the visualization of, you know, whatever it is that you want to attract. But just, again, you know, you said it before, take the baby steps.
Okay, so meditation, what else can they do?
I would also take time every single day to write down your thoughts. Write down, like, at the end of the day, maybe like a little recap. Mm-hmm. This is what I learned about myself. You know, have a little self-discovery. And then look over that every single week and see some of the things that you've changed. Maybe you've done some of the things that we talked about on the call. Just doing those simple things, even listening to this interview you mentioned earlier, someone listened to it 7 times. Keep doing that. Repetition is the key to changing. And lastly, surrounding yourself with positive and powerful people.
We can do that. We can meditate. We can surround ourselves with positive people. And we can write down our thoughts and also be grateful for just a small baby steps. Where you can begin to see change in your life.
Absolutely.
Heather, it's not long enough. We need more time. We only have 90 minutes left. And so I just want to personally thank you for becoming a woman of courage and for being so vulnerable in your book and so open and honest. I can just tell our listeners that if you buy the book, it would really change your body. I just pray and wish you many blessings and much success in your upcoming summit, and if there's ever anything I can do to help empower you and help you to go to the next level, I'm here for you, Heather.
Thank you so much, Constance.
You're welcome, and have a great day.
You too.
Well, I just want to once again thank Heather for being on our show. And wasn't that fantastic? And you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say I want you to listen to this again. I want you to download it. And whatever hits your spirit, I want you to take one idea, one concept, and just begin to slowly, easily, and effortlessly begin to implement that into your life. This is Constance Arnold coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, with a Think, Believe, and Manifest show, saying to you that truly all things are possible if you think, believe. You'll have the manifestation and the life of your dreams. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.